This is the Startup Dentist Podcast, where associate dentists ignite their journey to practice ownership with a startup that matters. Learn from the experts who have opened more private practice startups than anyone in dentistry, led by your host and CEO of Ideal Practices, Jamie Amos.
Welcome back, Startup Crew. Today, we're going to talk all about demographics. This is going to be an incredible conversation because demographics is one of the topics that may be the most fascinating and perhaps one of the most compelling in the entire startup journey, and maybe for good reason. The demographics process can open up opportunities unlike any other stage in the startup process. For example, if you get demographics right, your startup can grow much faster. If you get demographics right, you can also attract the right kinds of patients. Imagine enjoying more of the patients you get to serve every day because you were able to reverse engineer the kinds of patients who came to your practice. That's possible through demographics. So we can grow faster with the right demographics. We can attract better patients who you enjoy more through the right demographics process. And you can become more profitable faster. All through demographics, these opportunities can be uncovered and should be explored before you open. So it's no wonder that this topic is a hot topic that fascinates and compels so many people in this process. And that's why we're going to cover this topic over two episodes. Today, we're going to talk through this in terms of an internal discussion. So I'm bringing in some of the top minds in startups. I'm bringing in two people who have explored more demographic studies, more demographics data, and more demographics information to create successful startups than anybody else in the country. You'll love this first episode. Then we're also going to break this episode into a second part, which you'll be able to hear. It'll be more of a private discussion between you and me. You may not know this, but I wrote a book a few years back named Choosing the Right Practice Location. It's a bestseller, and we're going to cover some of the topics from that book and explore them at a deeper level, just you and me, in this Startup Dentist Masterclass. You're going to love these next two couple of episodes, but I want to make something really clear. What is demographics? I mean, there's so much misinformation in dentistry about demographics. You're going to hear a million and one opinions from people who may be on podcasts or people who write articles, or sometimes you're going to hear opinions from people who opened one startup one time in one town with mediocre success, and they're going to try to tell you all about how demographics should work for you. Well, that might be okay if maybe you want to just hear people talk, that might be fine. But if they've only done it one time, I want to shield you from the mess of those opinions because I can assure you that every practice in the country and every startup practice owner in the country has a unique set of needs for demographics. In other words, let's get down to the basics of what this is before we start trying to listen to opinions from people who've only done this once. What are the basics? Well, let's break it down right now. Ready? Here's the basics. What is demographics? Demographics is, I want you to remember this because there's so much complexity out there. Are you ready? Demographics is simple. Demographics is the study of people. That's all. Demographics is the study of people. Deep breath. Right? Oh my gosh, with all the crazy complexities of numbers and reports and studies and ratios, all these crazy things. Guess what? It's really simple. Demographics is the study of people. Now that's important because that's what your practice will be serving. When you open your startup practice, you will be serving people, right? So demographics gives us an opportunity to study those people before you actually pick your location. And how empowering is that? When you're able to study and know that you're going to have a peek into the kinds of people that you get to serve before you open your doors. So why is it that this is somehow overlooked? And why is it that there's so many complexities made from this when you start to look into this topic in dentistry? Well, frankly, it's because the data is complex. Now, I want to be really clear. I know you can handle lots of information. You're one of the most accomplished, one of the most educated, one of the most respected professionals in your entire region. You've achieved one of the pinnacles of success in the United States. You've become one of the great leaders in your communities already by nature of your existing accomplishments and dental school and your skill set. I know you can handle the information. I know you can handle the data. But when we talk about millions of data points, it's a little like, think of trying to read the news and reading information about the stock market. Now, the information about the stock market, there are thousands and thousands of companies that go into the stock market and millions and billions of data points that go into the stock market and then trillions and trillions of dollars that flow in and out of the stock market. There are an infinite number of variance, calculations, and data points. All these crazy numbers are flying around in space as people are trying to understand the stock market. And then, to try to make it simple, a journalist will write a headline. And the headline will say, the stock market moved today because of a cloud that floated through the sky. Right? Like, journalists will try to create a headline to explain all of the stock market's crazy infinite moving parts with one catchphrase. That's what happens with demographics in dentistry. There are millions of data points, and people who've only done this once, they try to simplify it. And in dentistry, the simplification, unfortunately, oftentimes reverts down to a calculation. The calculation in demographics in dentistry comes down to this ratio. Now, remember, the ratio is a little bit like the headline in the newspaper. Millions of things happening, millions of data points to explore and study and consider, and then the journalist writes the headline. The headline is like the ratio. What is the ratio? Well, if you've started to look into startup practices and done some research, you've probably figured out that dentists love to talk about the ratio. The ratio represents the number of people in a given area compared to the number of practices in an area. So the number of people contrasted with the number of dental practices. Now, this is helpful because this theoretically will show you the amount of competition in an area, right? The amount of people compared to the number of dentists. Very powerful on the surface. Sadly, though, there are plenty of people online who love to try and crown themselves as experts who say that you need to follow this ratio above everything else. You'll even hear people kind of pounding out on the keyboard as loud as they can. You can hear them pounding out their opinions on social media. They'll say, you need to stay away from this specific area because the ratio is not good, right? You've probably heard some people say that. Or you'll hear people try to brag, I got an incredible ratio in my town for my startup. And they're pounding away on the keyboard. Well, I want to assure you, don't try to play catch up with those people. Frankly, you should probably just ignore what they're saying altogether, because the ratio is not as important as those people will have you believe. Very specifically, I will give you examples over these next two episodes that will shock you. Doctors who have horrible ratios that represent very high competition. In other words, bad ratios, the opposite of the headline in the newspaper, right? The opposite of what the journalist is trying to tell you is the simplest representation of all the data. The opposite, a bad ratio representing lots of competition, which sounds bad. Well, I'm going to give you examples of doctors who've followed the right advice, even with a bad ratio, and created million-dollar startups in their first year. How does that happen? See, you'll probably bump into some doctors who have wild spreadsheets where they're trying to compare these millions of data points. I actually met one of these doctors. He came to me and said, Jamie, look at all my information. Look at all this data that I have. I'm going to get the best location in my town because of all this data. I couldn't even read the spreadsheet. It was huge. Many layers and sheets and numbers and calculations and information. That was 2 or 3 years ago. That doctor, I'll leave him nameless. That doctor, I caught up with him not too long ago. He still is not full-time in his practice 2 or 3 years later. Now, this is a guy who's really smart. But the point is that it's not about studying and digesting and twisting and turning and Excel spreadsheeting to death. The data, that's not the solution. The reality is the ratio is a poor attempt to try and simplify the millions of data points in dentistry. It's a little like, have you ever played a video game before? I know I grew up on video games. I haven't played any in quite a while. My son would love it if I did. Mason would, man, he would go crazy if we ever bought an Xbox. Man, he'd blow his mind. But in video games, it can feel really good to have a cheat code. There's a cheat code in most video games where you can type in a certain code on the controller and it'll get you to level 10. So you don't even need to start on level 1. You get unlimited lives and you leapfrog all the way to level 10. A lot of times, associate dentists listen to the so-called experts on this topic of demographics, and they feel like they're tapping into a cheat code. You know what I mean? They feel like, well, you know, if I could just push these buttons the right way, if I could just have my Excel spreadsheet, if I could just get these millions of data points and use this one simple ratio, like a cheat code, well, then I'm going to have it easy. Okay, let me dispel that right now. Like, I want you to be one of the doctors who's like, no, I'm not doing that. That's nuts. Okay, here's how you can dispel that right now. Ready? Ask yourself, do you know a doctor who's smart enough to consider the ratio, smart enough to do the calculations, who opened a startup that isn't doing so well? If you don't know one of those doctors, just ask around. You will very quickly find a doctor who opened up a startup practice, felt very bold and confident that they had a great ratio, and their startup is struggling. I know many of these doctors. How do I know them? I get these emails. Probably every week I get another email from another doctor who's been open for a couple of years and says, oh my gosh, can you please help? I did everything that I heard I should do on podcasts and in articles, and my startup is struggling. Listen, the complexity of these millions of data points, all that complexity, it feels good. We humans love when we can try to reduce it to something we feel like we can control, like a ratio. That feels so good. But please, use the cautionary tale, the reality that there are plenty of startups who are struggling, even though they had a good ratio. Lots of them. Have you ever heard the story of a siren back in Greek mythology? A siren is the mermaid, a beautiful mermaid who would sit on the rocks in the sun with the waves splashing on her. And as she sat there, in Greek mythology, the sailors would sail by and hear this beautiful song out in the distance. As they looked toward the shore, they could see something beautiful shimmering there right at the edge of the ocean and the cliffs. So they would sail their boat close, and the sailors, realizing what they've seen, this beautiful mermaid singing a beautiful song, would be so compelled that they jump in the water. And as one of the sailors gets close to this beautiful mermaid, she reaches out to him and they embrace. This beautiful embrace. And as she goes to kiss the sailor, she takes him underwater and kills him. He drowns in the arms of a siren. That's Greek mythology. But I can tell you it's a little like that with the demographics ratio. See, the demographics ratio can look so good. It can even compel you to listen and say, ooh, that sounds really attractive. I'm going to go get close to that. I'm going to jump in the water and I'm going to go swim up to that ratio because some person who did this one time in one town for one practice model 5 years ago with mediocre results, they said it works. So I'm going to go embrace this siren. Please be careful. The siren is not good news for you, and it can actually hurt you. There's a theory that in demographics, you should try to find an area that has lots of growth. We're going to cover this in our second episode. Remember, I said we're going to go through two episodes here. The first episode today is going to be the internal discussion. And then the second episode will be you and me talking through. One of the topics I'd like to cover with you is the topic of growth. Can you reach greater startup success in an area that's growing quickly? It's a really good question because in theory, we've had many of our high-level consulting clients come to my consulting team and say, hey, you know what? Right over here on the other side of town, there's a lot of growth happening. There's a new development happening. There's a new fancy shopping center opening up. There are new homes being built. Should I go right over there? That's a good question. Maybe you've wondered the same thing. Now, instinctively, that would seem to make sense. But demographics, when trying to catch growth, demographics can be a little like surfing. Have you ever gone surfing before? I've tried, and I'm horrible. But as I watch people surf, I realize that catching a wave at the right time requires you to be in a good position. You need to paddle in right as the wave is starting to crest and then hop up on the board on your two feet. And if you catch it just right, you can catch an amazing ride. This wave will carry you all the way to shore and make a great experience. But here's the problem. If you paddle in front of the wave a little too early, the wave will come crashing down on your back and really hurt you. And you've probably seen lots of YouTube videos of people trying to surf, and they get a little too far ahead of the wave. They could have had a great ride, but then the wave crashes down on their back. Alternatively, you could miss the wave. You could be out in the sun and a little too far back, a little too far behind the wave, and you just sit there and bake. And you get sunburn, and then you have skin cancer, and then everything's horrible because you missed the wave altogether. Demographics, when trying to catch the wave of growth, is a little like that. So if you're one of the doctors who's like, I need to get through this, like I want to listen to this podcast on double, triple speed because I got to catch all the information so I can go capture this growth, please pause. Pause with me. Go slow through this journey. There's so many twists and turns that cannot be reduced down to one ratio. There's so many complex competing factors that I want you to be made aware of, kind of like surfing. When you go to pick your location, it's kind of like choosing how to catch this wave. If you're too far ahead of the wave of growth in your town, the wave could actually smash down on your back of your practice and hurt you if you're too far ahead of the curve. If you're too far ahead of the wave, it will actually hurt you. You'll be spending more in your startup practice to stay open before the wave even makes it to you. And all the expenses of hiring and your loan and other carrying costs through a startup practice, you're sitting there waiting for this wave, and you can actually run out of money while the wave crashes down on your back, not giving you enough time to benefit from the growth that you thought was going to come in the first place. And then alternatively, you could be too far behind the wave. If you're too far behind the wave, it means the wave of growth has already passed you by. And that happens all the time. Sometimes accidental delays in construction or accidental missed pieces of information make you miss the wave altogether. So then you're there waiting to catch a wave, just baking in the sun. These are the things that I want to prevent you from having to deal with. Now, here's the thing. Over these next two episodes, just keep in mind that this is worth getting right. It's worth getting right. You've got one chance to pick your location. And because you have just one chance, don't rush through this. Because you have just one opportunity to pick your location, you cannot change your demographics later. So it's very important to remember that the millions of data points cannot be reduced down to one simple calculation. And I'll show you case study after case study of how this is true. Secondly, there are false positives in this process. There are people who will show you great pieces of data who don't have success. There will be opportunities for you to look at great pieces of ratios, great pieces of demographics information, and those false positives. It could falsely lead you down a path with undue confidence that could actually hurt your startup more than help your startup. And then thirdly, we're going to go through the opportunities that you can capture so you get the right kind of information for your startup. There are unique opportunities right here inside of demographics. So over these next two episodes, allow me and the top consultants in dentistry to share with you concepts that have never been publicly shared before so that you can capture these opportunities too. Are you ready to begin? Let's get started on this two-part demographics training in the Startup Dentist Podcast. Here we go. Every associate dentist needs to ask one important question before opening their practice. The question is,
where? Where should you open your practice? The topic of location is all important. From real estate selection to negotiation, demographics, and strategies for signage and space, and the amount of negotiating that you need to do for your practice is a crucial decision. That's why I wrote a book called Choosing the Right Practice Location. It covers all the strategies of demographics, taxation, PPOs, reimbursement rates, strategies that will affect the rest of your career. Right now, we have a 1,000 book giveaway. We decided to benefit the entire industry by giving away 1,000 copies of my bestseller. It still sells every month on Amazon, but right now I'd like to be able to have you get one of the free copies. You can go to this website and find out if there are still free copies to get yours. It's at www.idealpractices.com/free. That's www.idealpractices.com/free.